Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Quinn and Cantara. Good morning.
Hey, I got Ann for you.
Awesome.
Ann, you're on with Quinn and Cantara.
Ann Wilson, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ann.
Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. How about yourself? How are you handling the political virus sandwich we've been chewing on of late?
Yeah, well, it's confusing, and you just have to go with your gut, I think.
I'm doing okay with it. And is it the environment we're living in which caused you to cover Steve Earle's "The Revolution Starts Now" and then release it? Is it a song for the time?
Yes, indeed, it is, and I just think that this is the height of. This is the worst I've ever seen this country be divided in my lifetime, and that's the lowest common denominator of human emotion, is just to hate your neighbor, you know, on sight. I think we've got to start working the other way. So that's why I thought, that's what I think of when I hear the word revolution. Let's turn this thing back around, you know.
Ann Wilson of Heart on the phone. Ann, what do you make of David Crosby having to apologize twice for the Eddie Van Halen, not knowing Eddie Van Halen had passed? Is that part of the visceral society we live in? Or does he feel obligated to? He's done it twice now.
Yeah, and I think it is part of the. It's a bad side effect of people just getting 24-hour news and being so highly opinionated. And if you don't love the same stuff I love, then you're screwed. You know, I don't think he should have had to apologize at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Did you must have in your Hall of Fame career crossed paths with Eddie Van Halen, right, Ann?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. You know, Eddie and I didn't get along so well. I think he got along better with my sister.
Okay.
They both being guitar players and everything, but you know, Eddie was kind of a junior high boy in a lot of ways, and I found that he was pretty sexist in a lot of ways.
Really?
It made me kind of uncomfortable, you know.
I had no idea. I really didn't.
But that doesn't mean he wasn't like a great musician. The two have nothing to do with each other.
Right. That's why I can play a Ted Nugent song, but despise the man as a human. I'm one of the few people that can separate the art from the artist, and I think you owe that to the artist to do that. I think.
Well said.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It's just you know, you look back at somebody like, Ulysses Grant during the Civil War. He was this really bad alcoholic, but that didn't mean he wasn't an incredible general. You know. It's just, you got to separate the stuff.
Ann Wilson from Heart on the phone. We were talking to Stone Gossard the other day, and we realized that he's the only remaining member of Pearl Jam that's from Seattle. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you know, Ed Vedder wasn't really from Seattle either.
Right.
But I guess that he's lived there a long, long time, but I don't know. Where those guys are living now, I haven't lived there myself in 6 years.
Okay, I was going to ask you if you'd been up there during all this stuff at all.
Yeah, I was just up there recently. That's where we recorded "The Revolution Starts Now." My husband and I bit the bullet and rented a tour bus for 6 weeks, and we took a big loop around the nation. We went to L.A. for meetings, you know, socially distanced with masks, and then we went to San Francisco. Then we went to Joshua Tree and Seattle and
nice.
Yellowstone and Nashville and Asheville. And, you know, we took the big loop. And it's really different out there in the country now. The big cities are very quiet.
Ann Wilson, you go to AnnWilson.com. You can listen to the new single, The Revolution Starts Now. So explain this. You're going to... You covered this Steve Earle song. You released it. You're going to release a 45 version in mid-December, and the B-side's going to be Rooster by Alice in Chains, the Alice in Chains song Rooster, right?
Right.
Is there a whole album of covers coming up from you, Ann?
No. These are the only two.
Okay.
The rest of the new music that I am working on is all original stuff, and that'll all be coming out in the new year. But not on an album. I'm just going to just drop them one at a time. That's more to my liking right now.
We play your version of Stairway to Heaven on this show that you played for Robert Plant all the time. I thought that was amazing.
Were you nervous to undertaking that cover?
Oh, yeah. You mean the Kennedy Center?
Yeah.
Thing? Yeah. my sister and I just... Right before we were going to walk on and do that, we both kind of looked at each other with these big owl eyes. We got really freaked out because who was in the audience? You know, it was Led Zeppelin. It was Barack Obama and Michelle and Dustin Hoffman and Yo-Yo Ma. And
was Letterman in there?
Just
too,
everybody, man? All the luminaries. You know, it was a very different audience. And so then we just went, nope, we're not going to get nervous right now. We're going to keep our eye on this ball, and then we'll get nervous after. So we were able to disassociate from our nervousness and go out and do it.
It's an amazing cover. And like Quinn said, we make sure we play it on this show pretty frequently. So you covered Steve Earle. Steve Earle covered the Chamber Brothers, Time Has Come Today. Any chance you could do the Time Has Come Today? I feel like it's time for that song to be re-released, Ann.
Oh, that's a great song. That's really great. Yeah.
That's a song for the Time.
There are a lot of songs from that era. There are a lot of songs from that era that seemingly are really timely for now. If you look at them, like For What It's Worth and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, just watching the Chicago 7 the other day, it brought a lot of that back, you know? And you can feel...
Oh, yeah,
yeah. You feel like what they were feeling.
We just saw that the other night, too.
It's so good, isn't it?
Sacha Baron Cohen, yes. That was actually so cool.
Well, you are fighting the good fight, Ann, and it's awesome to have you on the show. We look forward to someday when we, you know, cure this thing to have a heart tour. But in the meantime, we're going to enjoy your singles.
Right on. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Good luck with the thing.
And if you go to AnnWilson.com, if you buy a face mask, Ann donates too, which I thought was very cool
bingo.
And wanted to mention. Thanks,
Wonderful.
Ann.
Right. You're welcome.
All right.
Stay well.